On today's episode of the Pirate Podcast, we have a very special guest. We have the Detroit Lions fullback, Jason Kambenda, stops by to talk about his time with Detroit all on episode 165 of the Pride Podcast.
Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Pride Podcast, episode 165 on the Blue Wire Network. I am your host, Tyler, joined by my main guy, as always, Malcolm. My man, Malcolm, how are you doing today?
Woo, man, I'm doing great, man. There's another day of the podcast. Just chilling, man. What's up, man?
We got a very unique episode. This isn't just us. Pierre will not be joining us this episode, but we got someone to replace Pierre this episode. So maybe we did fire him, but we do have a very good replacement. This is a current Detroit Lions, Jason Kambenda. Jason, how you doing, my man?
Yo, man. What's going on, man? Appreciate you guys taking the time having me on here.
All right, Jason, man. We're glad to have you on. This is one of Malcolm's biggest fans. We were telling him right before the show. We were telling him how much Malcolm loves him, and he always mentions him like every game in our post game. If we like have a tough loss and like we don't get the running game going, Malcolm, where the fuck is Jason Kambenda, man? We need the eye
formation. Right. Yo, every time Jason Kambenda, like it was after the first game, because the first game, you know, they moved you to fullback, and then, you know, I got a chance to see you play fullback. So I was like, all right, let's see what Jason Kambenda can do. Yeah. And look, yo, literally, like, every time AP got the ball and you was the fullback, you was, you know, leading the block, he was getting at least 10 carry. He was getting at least 10 yards per carry. I was like, yo.
we were really eating at the beginning of the year, first like 8-9 games. Kind of went on a stretch where the next games after that, we were kind of falling early in the game. So we were kind of abandoning the run game a little bit. But when we were staying on track in terms of the game, man, we was rocking in that I formation. We was getting things done.
Yeah. Man. I loved it. You know, I'm really big on the running game, so I loved it. It was amazing to me. It was great. Just real quick, really quick question before, you know, we jump into the other questions. Was this your first time playing fullback or?
Yeah, first time playing fullback. I mean, I played last year as like an emergency kind of type of deal, not like for real.
I remember that, week 17.
Yeah, like halfway through training camp, kind of made the switch, thinking, you know, what's best for the team. You know, it's what we feel like we're going to get you on the field most at. And I was just like, look, you know, whatever the team needs, you know, whatever I can do to help the team, I'm down for it. So,
yeah. And I think that's a good follow-up to my next question. And that is, obviously, you played at Penn State. You played in the Big Ten. You were on the defense side of the ball. You played linebacker. So now you're comparing. You were drafted as a linebacker, obviously, with the Raiders. And then, you know, you were signed by the Lions practice squad after they released you. You know, how was your, you know, how would you compare your time at Penn State to your experience so far in the NFL in your young career?
Definitely a lot different. You know, high school and college, bro. Like, I mean, college, obviously you get a scholarship, you know, you're on the team, you know, high school, obviously same kind of deal, but you know, the league is a lot different. You know, when you put money into the thing and it's a business and all, it's really, you know, what are you doing for the team? You know, if there's nothing you're doing for the team, if you're not producing, if you're not doing anything, like you're not going to be there. And you know, some guys realize that early in their career, some guys don't realize it till later, but I realized that pretty early. So the league is just, it's no joke. It's a, what have you done for me lately type of league. And that's just the truth. It's a production based league. And when you get out there, you got to make plays. That's just how it goes, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. As simple as that. So Jason, I mean, we all know you as linebacker, we know you as a fullback, but what is something we don't know about you?
Probably just the fact that, you know, my whole family's, you know, from Cameroon. You know, my mom, parents, sisters, you know, they're all born and grew up in Cameroon. You know, mom pregnant with me on the way here. You know, I speak a good amount of French, you know, because my family is Cameroonian, which is pretty cool. But yeah, that's kind of the culture I grew up in, really. really until I started playing sports seriously in like seventh, eighth grade. Really up until then, like, I really just hung out with fellow Cameroonians, you know, fellow Africans that, you know, my mom and my parents kind of knew that were here in the States. So I just have a very, very different understanding of kind of values and things when it comes to like America, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we actually, at least I know, I don't know your mom personally, but I know your mom, and that's, I've never said it to any of our guests before, but from Hard Knocks, your mom was actually one of the biggest, like, characters in that show. She's like a big supporter. I thought it was sick, man. I love that part of it, Hard Knocks.
I still have people today that are like comment on my stuff and be like, man, we love your mom. We love your mom.
So, I thought I would never be able to say it to like one of my guests. I'm like, I know your mom. Like, I don't know her personally, but I know your mom.
a great overall human being. My mom's a freaking saint.
That's awesome.
Here, man. So obviously we were talking about from the start of the show, you made that huge transition to fullback this year. So like, if you had to, you know, get more into that, how was that transition? Like, you know, you said this was more of a business game and you know, the game, you know, what could you do for the team? But like, what were your first initial thoughts when you were told by the coaching staff, hey, Jason, you're not a fullback anymore. You're not moving to fullback, or you're not a linebacker anymore. You're not moving to fullback.
Right. You know, I was definitely a little anxious. So I was a little nervous, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, to switch positions in the NFL, let alone switch sides of the ball and to have success, you know, something I was nervous about. But as I continued to practice, you know, and the fact that, you know, I switched late, I probably switched like halfway through training camp. But, you know, once I started to feel more comfortable, man, like, and I really just embraced it, like things were going well and I was playing well. You know, I was able to play physical. I mean, from week one to week 16, I feel like I look like a different player, you know, and just in terms of being comfortable and just being out there and playing and not thinking about anything, you know. So I think this first year playing fullback under my belt was definitely huge for me. I think I definitely showed, you know, that I could be a great fullback in this league.
Did they ever compare you to Nick Ballor? Because he kind of had the same thing. You know, he was a linebacker and then he moved to fullback.
Heard it a bunch of times, especially from the players, you know. Like obviously Nick was kind of recently on the line, so I definitely heard it a ton.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that like the plan? Like, is this going to be a position going forward now? Like, are you just going to be you're going to be a fullback going forward? This is going to be you for the rest of your career, or wherever the team needs you?
I guess that's not, you know, really for me to say. I just know that I'm ready to help whatever team when, you know, with whatever they need. You know, that's what I need. That's what I know. You know, I'm a guy who's just a good ass football player. You know, I'm a versatile guy. Wherever you need me, I can do it. You need me to play middle linebacker, be a run stopper, I can do it. You need me to play fullback and open holes for whoever, I can do it. You know, and that's how I look at it. You know, you need me to go be a core special teams guy, run down on kickoff and make plays, I can do that. So at this point, man, I'm just loving the fact that I'm still playing the game that I love and the game that I've been playing since I was in what, fifth, sixth grade. So I'm blessed, you know, I'm blessed.
I was just about to say that, man, you are blessed, man.
Did you ever like take it as a kind of like an insult by like the team saying like, we don't want you playing linebacker anymore, we want you to move to a fullback, or is this like, I'm just ready to play?
No, I mean, it was definitely a position of need, you know. Nick, Nick Bowden was also hurt, you know, so, and we were unsure, you know, whether he was going to be able to play this season, you know, with his deal. So it was a mixture of both, you know. It was a mixture of the fact that, like, hey, we feel like you're going to get more playing time if you play here, and two, like, hey, we need a guy here. You know, we need a guy who can be a dog, who can be physical and shit, and fuck some people up. So.
Nice. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to have more of the Jason Kabinda interview. Hey everyone, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a branding program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or, if you want to host a podcast and you just don't know where to start, Hustle is a perfect place for you. As part of the program, you receive a personal art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community discords, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. On top of all of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you get all this for $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting website would charge just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an opening door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptances program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check the description box for this episode to find out more. That's bwhustle.com/join. All right, we are back. You got to be a fullback for Adrian Peterson, one of the best running backs to ever play the game. One of his biggest strengths is, running out of the I formation, having a fullback in front of him with the lead block. How nervous were you when you found out the Lions signed Adrian Peterson and you're going to be blocking for this guy?
I don't think nervous would be the word. Honestly, I was excited, man. We all did. Man, we grew up watching AP tear this league up, Yeah. So to know that AP was about to come here, to know that I was about to be blocking for him when in the beginning of the season, I'm like going in with goals to start at linebacker and all these things. And all of a sudden, now I'm about to be open holes for AP. I mean, this is a huge blessing, but it was definitely surreal, at first meeting him and knowing that, like, damn, like, this is really somebody I grew up on, and another just moment of, like, damn, I'm in the NFL for real, So it was really, really dope, when we signed him and stuff and getting to know Adrian and becoming really cool with him and becoming as tight with him as I have. Adrian's been a great friend, a great mentor to me, so I really appreciate him.
Was it like a Kerryon Johnson moment? Because the first thing he said was, "I need to get a picture with AP when he comes in the building."
I was like, "Bro, like AP is really about to be in this bitch. Like, let's go!" I was hyped.
Wow.
So I already mentioned how you were on Hard Knocks in 2019. So I mean, from the West Coast to the Midwest, how would you compare your time with Coach Gruden in Oakland at the time to your time with Coach Patricia here, in essentially almost 2 years, a year and a half, I could say, I guess.
Yeah. They're definitely two different in terms of like coaching styles, like how they are with their players and stuff like that. But, I would say they're both, football crazed guys. I mean, they're both the kind of guys that are just like, they would probably sleep in the building watching film if they could, I mean, just really passionate guys. Matty P and Coach Gruden were definitely a lot different. I would say, Coach Gruden's probably more your player's coach. I think guys were like a lot more comfortable with him and stuff like that. Matty P's a really good guy. I think he advanced so many conversations, about social justice and stuff like that. And I think that was received really, really well in our locker room, when he did stuff like that. I would definitely say he definitely embraced kind of that Patriot way and, that way of doing things, tons of conditioning and all that kind of stuff. We were definitely the most in shape team, without a doubt, that kind of stuff, but they're definitely different coaches for sure.
I actually kind of want to go back to that. You mentioned the social injustice thing that happened in the offseason, and you guys were one of the first teams in, like, not just the NFL, but all the sports to, like, kind of take a stand of what was kind of happening around the world. You guys did it right after, I believe, the Jacob Blake situation. So, right after that situation, I wasn't personally at the building in Allen Park, but, like, what was the vibe there? What was the feel there? How significant was that day for you and the guys in the locker room? And, like, how close do you think you guys got together after that day?
Oh, really, really significant. You could just tell as guys were walking in, just like the funk that was in the air, when we heard about the Jacob Blake shooting and everybody had seen the video, it was nice that Matty P really took the time and really just said, let's get together, let's talk about this, because I know this thing is heavy on you guys and I want to give you guys a floor, to discuss. And then that really just ended up turning into this like hour and a half conversation of guys opening up about experience that they had, racial justice, some racist things that happened to them, how they felt about, cops, just a lot of different things and a lot of feedback that I think a lot of people in the building needed to hear, because it's easy when you don't go through those kinds of things. But as a team, when we're as close as each other, we're brothers, and you hear that your brother is going through this deal, it's hard not to feel for him. It's hard not to want to be that change. And I think since that day, I think a lot of guys really, really understood where a lot of the other guys were coming from. And I think that was really, really huge, especially the coaches as well, obviously. And that was huge. And I think really just after that, I think we had like a small hiatus after that conversation and kind of the guys, we all went into locker room. And I went and grabbed the dude and I was like, you know, with everything that's going on right now, you know, like, we need to do something, you know, like now that we had this buzz, you know, the media obviously had known that. I think by this time we were like already supposed to have gone to practice. And obviously we weren't like out there yet and stuff. So the media was kind of like waiting. They kind of knew like something was going on. So we kind of like, we're discussing this out, like we should write a message, you know, we should take advantage of this moment right now while we have it, you know. And we just didn't feel like it would be right for us to sit here for an hour and a half and be like, well, the world can't just go on. And then we just go on with our business and go have practice and go have meet. You know what I mean? Like, so for us, we just felt like, hey, like, let's take a stand. You know, we're not going to practice today. You know, we went on the board. You know, we wrote a message. I think it was just like, I'm forgetting exactly the wording. I'll mess that up. But like, we had wrote a little message and I kind of went outside, went to the front door and posted and kind of just stood in silence. I thought that was very, very powerful. And after we did that, obviously a ton of other teams kind of followed suit. And I think to be the spark in the sports world to like, hey, we're going to take a stand and this is not okay. It was huge. I mean, the guys, we were definitely a lot closer. It was definitely a lot more of a family feel after that day, without a doubt.
Was that one of the most significant days in your young career, like ever?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I remember, like, it was, like, the very next day, and it was, like, the Milwaukee Bucks cancel practice. Miami Heat cancel practice. You know, it was just, like, damn, like, we really started something, you know? And I think to really see how much impact you can have, you know, by standing by your values and standing for what's right, I mean, it was huge. It was very empowering, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you guys were the spark of it. I mean, even NBA teams are canceling – They walked off the game. Yeah.
Right. It was nuts. Yeah. It was nuts, no doubt. It was really, really cool deal.
Well, just moving on back to football related, the Lions took a significant step in special teams this year. Why do you think the unit took a big step so quickly?
I think you got to give a lot of credit to, Braden Coombs. Braden was a really good coach for us, man. He coaches hard. He coaches well. And I think he just – really did a good job of getting everybody to buy into how important special teams is and how much that we can impact the game, you know. And then obviously having guys like, you know, Ag, you know, Germ, Jalen Reeves-Maven, have guys like Killebrew, you know, we got some dogs, man, on our special teams, bro. And I think we just really believed in ourselves and really came to every single game being like, you know what, we want to be the ones to have a positive impact in this game to get us over the hump. And I think, we really did that. You know, Jack, I mean, Jack, you guys know. I mean, Jack punted his ass off all year.
We actually had him.
Really
had
never seen somebody just play so consistently unreal. I mean, I know people look at punting and I don't think it's that big of a deal, man. Like, that is a huge deal.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Huge, huge deal. And, I mean, the guy in the first, like, 10 games was averaging, like, 50 yards of net punt. I mean, it was ridiculous. So, you know, obviously, big congrats to him, you know, being a Pro Bowl guy this year, and that was really well deserved. But we just had the right mindset.
Do you think that's a credit to Braden, or was there like a something before why you like? Was it Braden that kind of got the best out of you guys? You think?
Yeah, I really do believe that. You know, Braden really got the best out of us, and just the way that Braden went about his business. You know, guys just took it really seriously, and I think that's important. You know, getting guys to buy in, it's important.
That's awesome, man. I remember when we had Jack Fox. We didn't even really know much about him, but we had him on as a guest before. Right, it was right in the offseason. We had him on as a guest, and it was right when he was doing it. He was in a punting battle with
Aaron Sipos.
Yeah. So you know, we were just wishing him the best, and look at him. He had a hell of a year, man.
How were those competitions? Because I mean, obviously there wasn't fans allowed to be in Allen Park this year for, you know, the practice this year. So all the people that are there are just media people. But everything from like what I heard, like those punting contests in the training camp were intense. It was like Team USA versus Team Australia.
Bro, they were tight. I mean, I remember this one time, one of the punting battles that they had. I forget what it was. They had like three punts each, and like they had to hit a certain hang time and distance or whatever. And we all got to bet. It was like a bet on conditioning. If Jack won, you voted for Jack, and Jack won, then you don't have to run. If you vote for Sipos and he wins, you don't have to run. You know what I mean? And at that time, I voted for Sipos, and Jack ended up winning. We had to run, but I mean, these guys were going at it neck to neck, day in and day out, and like, it was the type of thing where it's like, whoever we picked, we weren't gonna go wrong. You know what I mean? Type deal. That's how well they were both playing. So, you know, credit to Sipos as well. But yeah, man.
All right. So this is kind of going back to, you know, Coach Patricia. So, you know, once the Detroit Lions decided to part ways with Matt Patricia, and obviously, you know, you guys just straight up weren't winning games, and it was coming a trend, and after 3 years, Matt Patricia just wasn't getting the job done. You know, you guys kind of had a little spark after he was relieved of duties. I hate to say this, but those last two games under Matt Patricia were one of the more effortless games I like seen as a fan. I can't speak from your perspective, but like, was there like less juice in those last two games, like the Carolina game, the Texans game? Because me watching from my couch, which I can't relate because I'm not on the field with you guys, but like, it just didn't seem like there was a spark there. It just seemed like you guys were just there sometimes, and you guys were just like playing just to play. You know, it wasn't like you guys were having fun. It almost seemed like to me. I don't know. That's me.
Yeah, I think it's more so that, not necessarily than like an effort deal. You know, it's hard. It's hard to play a sport. You know, if you play for a guy that for some people is kind of taking the fun out of it. You know, like. Well, I mean, we've been doing this all our lives. I mean, we've always had fun playing the game. I mean, I was always that kid who's rounding up all the kids in the neighborhood like, yo, we about to go play 10-on-10 or 5-on-5. Yep. I was that kid knocking on everybody's doorbells, you know? And that's how I've always been. And I think, you know, for some guys, when you turn this thing into a job, which it shouldn't be, you know, like, we are so blessed to be playing football at this high level, to be paid the amount of money that we're paid, to go out and just do what we've been doing all our lives. And I think when that turns into something where instead of walking into the building, you're like, I can't freaking wait to get there and put in this work. And it kind of turned into more of a job environment and turns more into like, you know, something that guys are kind of dreading. I think that's when you see those kinds of things, you know, show up on the field. And I think that kind of explains that. And, you know, when Bev took over, you know, things were just a lot more loose. You know, guys were having fun. Guys were being themselves. And I think that's the thing about, you know, about playing at this high of a level is that, like, everything still has to be authentic. You know, the energy has to be authentic. You know, everything has to be authentic. And I think we were going downhill from that standpoint. And Bev really gave us the kick that we needed, you know, to kind of get back to being ourselves, going out, being loose, and just, you know, like, let's go play. You know, let's go play ball because it's what we do. Like, we've been doing it, you know. Ain't nothing to be nervous about and nothing to be uptight about. And I think that was probably the biggest thing is, you know, you can't play uptight and hoping not to make a mistake and hoping not that, you know what I mean? You can't play like that. You got to go out there, play confident, play because you know you're freaking good and just go do the thing. So I think that's definitely the energy we received from Bev when he took over.
So those, like, last 2 to 3 weeks – before Patricia was relieved of duties, it just kind of felt like a job at that point more than, you know, playing football and having fun.
Yeah, I mean, not for me, but I could definitely feel that vibe in a locker room. Yeah. Definitely feel that vibe among some guys. Because, you know, that whole Patriot way thing and all that, it's not always received that well for everybody. You know, not everybody's made for that type of deal. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I would assume for you, obviously, you know, you guys build off each other. So, I mean, especially with no fans, and if your teammates are not into it, it's kind of hard for you to get into it. So I get it. That makes sense. Yeah. No, that's all for me, man.
My God. I appreciate y'all having me on, bro, for real.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jason, man. Yeah, it was an honor to talk to you, man. And, you know, we wish you nothing but luck going forward. And, you know, this team's got a lot of stuff going for them this offseason. Obviously, looking for a new head coach, potentially general manager. So a lot of stuff happening with this organization. So, you know, if you're still rolling with the organization, you know, hopefully we can talk maybe again. You know, if not, best of luck wherever you end up going, and just best of luck anywhere, you know, for life and just your NFL journey. So I appreciate you coming on again, man. And yeah, man, appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all, boys. All right,
talk.
All right, peace, Jason. All right, guys, that is a wrap to this episode of the Pride Podcast. Hope you guys all enjoyed our interview with Jason Kambinda, current Detroit Lions fullback. If you guys don't mind, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us out a lot if you guys could leave a 5-star review, because it gets out to everybody else, every other Lions fan, so they can listen to our podcast and see what we're all up to. So with that being said, I'm out, guys. Peace.
All right, y'all. It's your boy, Malcolm. And like Tyler said, man, make sure to leave those reviews. I'm out. Peace.